We have to have a very fair assessment of this academic and intellectual icon of early Islam.
His impact is more pronounced in jurisprudence that he formalized.
And tens of thousands of statements and teachings have reached us from Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam.
This is Dialogue, an introduction to the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue and I'm your host Mahdi. Today we want to talk about one of the great personalities in the history of Islam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Please stay tuned. The sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, was an incredibly prominent character in the history of the Muslims. He benefited humankind with his highly scientific achievements, many of which had never been seen before by humanity. Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam's instructions in the acts of worship and transactions and his contribution in the field of legislation were amazing achievements that had not occurred before amongst the Muslim masses. And his eminence also had a positive and active share in the establishment of human culture and civilization. The sixth divinely appointed Imam, the son of Imam Baqir alayhi salam, an individual who was divinely appointed by the Almighty Allah, was known to have improved the general public lives of the people and the Muslims, and he was an individual, a divinely appointed Imam, a man from the household of the Holy Prophet, who enhanced human thoughts and discovered many of the secrets of this universe. Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. So what an honor it is to be here speaking about the dialogues of His Eminence, the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad al-Sadiq alayhi salam. So we are talking about this interesting dialogue that His Eminence, the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam, has with one of his companions. Now, overall, we find that in this conversation that occurs, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he encourages learning, and he says that learning is one of the most successful tools in helping an individual grow their thoughts. And so at one time, you know, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he saw a youth whose cloth was affected by the sign of a pen. And he was hiding this part of his cloth that, you know, had ink on it. And he felt like he was ashamed or embarrassed for this, clot of ink that was upon his clothes. And so Imam Sadiq alayhi salam turns to him and says, "Do not feel disturbed about the effects of the pen and the ink, as they are perfumes for the men and jewels for authors." And then Imam alayhi salam also looked at the youth and he said to him that the sign of the pen and the ink on one's clothing is the mark of chivalry. So very interesting, you know, these two very beautiful, very powerful statements that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has regarding scholarship and, you know, writing and, I guess, researching and learning and growing our thoughts and, you know, gaining knowledge and spreading knowledge. As many of you know, in that era, people, you know, they didn't really read and write to the extent that people read and write in the present day. You know, even though, yes, scholarship was something that, you know, was growing and it was spreading, and of course it was the divinely appointed imams that were helping to grow and spread the need and the yearning for knowledge, because before them, knowledge, you know, wasn't really such a big deal. We're dealing with, you know, Bedouins and nomads and, you know, people that are desert dwellers. What do they have to do with knowledge and science and research and academia and these kind of things? But the imams, they started to, promote these things. And it started with the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, and this yearning for knowledge, this yearning for research and academia and things like this. So by the time we get to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, yes, more people are in this field, but still it is not, you know, something that the common people would really want to get into. So here it's very beautiful that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is encouraging knowledge, learning, and the search for knowledge and the quest for knowledge. This is Dialogue Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. IRIB English Radio, our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. One day, Nu'man ibn Thabit, also known as Abu Hanifa, who was one of the four Sunni Imams and the founder of the Hanafi school of thought, came to a barber in Mina to shave his head. The barber said, "Come close to your right, face the Qibla, and say Bismillah." Abu Hanifa learned three qualities from him that he did not have. Abu Hanifa asked him, "Are you a slave or a free man?" He said, "A slave." Abu Hanifa inquired, "For whom?" He replied, "For Ja'far ibn Muhammad, peace be upon him." Abu Hanifa then asked, "Is he present or absent?" And the barber responded, "Present." Subsequently, Abu Hanifa went to the house of Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, to meet him and requested permission, but the Imam did not grant it. Abu Hanifa mentioned, "I waited for a while until some people from Kufa came and sought permission to meet him, and upon their request, he allowed them, and I entered the house with them. When I stood in his presence, I said, 'It is appropriate for you to send a representative to Kufa and advise the people there not to speak ill of the companions of Muhammad, peace be upon him. More than 10,000 people in this city are speaking ill of the Prophet's companions.' The Imam replied, 'The people do not accept me.' Abu Hanifa questioned, 'How can they not accept your words when you are the descendant of the Prophet of Allah?' The Imam responded, 'You yourself are one of those who do not listen to me. You entered the house without my permission. You did not sit down without me asking you, and you did not start speaking without permission. I have heard that you issue fatwas based on analogy.' Abu Hanifa confirmed, 'Yes.' The Imam then expressed his concern, saying, 'Woe to you, the first one who expressed an opinion based on this was Iblis, when Allah commanded him to prostrate to Adam. He refused, saying, "I will not prostrate because you created me from fire and him from clay, and fire is worthier than clay."' To invalidate analogy, the Imam provided examples in Islamic laws that contradict this principle and said, "In your opinion, is killing an innocent person greater or committing adultery?" Abu Hanifa replied, killing an innocent person. The Imam, peace be upon him, pointed out, "So if acting on analogy is correct, then why is it enough to have two witnesses to prove murder, but four witnesses are required to prove adultery? Does Islamic law agree with analogy?" Abu Hanifa replied, "No." In this way, Imam Jafar Sadiq, peace be upon him, proved Abu Hanifa's analogy wrong. Indeed, during his era, no scholar of religion was more knowledgeable than Imam Jafar Sadiq, peace be upon him, who imparted great knowledge to the Ummah and taught the true Islam. Some people think that the Jafari school of thought is a sect that emerged from other sects. However, the reality is that the Jafari school of thought is the highest, the most noble, and adheres to the true Islam among all sects as it follows the teachings of Imam Jafar Sadiq, peace be upon him.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Dialogue. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.